Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I'm not much. How are you doing today, Dave?
Oh, okay, cool. Nice handoff.
Dave, my name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Maria, and she does a great job of kind of going over the basics of the program, but did you have any questions aside from the price and how it works and what's going on?
Well, first of all, we never even discussed any pricing. So yes, pricing. And yes, what exactly are you providing? Because as I questioned it, I'm looking at my page on Google, and yes, I'm on the front page, but I'm there. I'm like, what difference are you trying to offer me as opposed to what I already have? Because what I already have is just advertisement, and it's free and it's cool. It doesn't bother me because it doesn't charge me. And my phone's not ringing off the charts. I've gotten a call here and there, but it's not crazy. So, like I was saying, how would that, how would the program that y'all are offering benefit me any more than what it's already doing? Because she said y'all put me on front page, and I'm like, wow. If I want to get working the program the way it should be, what do I have to pay for to get me to the next level? I don't know. That's what I was like, well, what's up?
Yeah, okay. I mean, well, those are all very valid points and, questions and concerns. I do see here that you have a Google Business profile, right? But that's, like you said, that's not putting you on the first page. So yes, that is a free part. It's actually a great head start too, to have that already, because the longest part of getting on that first page really is getting that PIN verification. So if you've already done that, that's, a really, really good head start.
That 5-digit thing is like 2.5 years.
I'm sorry, say that again?
That 5-digit PIN took 2.5 years.
Oh, I know, right? It does. It takes forever.
I moved, and then I moved addresses. It took so long. So then it wouldn't verify me because the address is switched. It was redonkulous.
Oh, and yeah, then they flag it if something like that happens.
And then nobody would give me a 5-digit PIN. Nobody. Nobody.
Oh, well, how'd you end up getting it
So
then?
I bought a house and I got a new address and I went and I, how you have to go to the postal service and you got to go sign in for your new mailing box. So I went and I signed in for my new address and I re-verified it and I sent it in with my new address. I changed the address and I sent it and dude, I was here and it took about 3 months, dude, but I still got it. But 2.5 years later.
Well, that's, I mean, at least you took out half the work already. I mean, it may have been a process, but you got there, and that's an important thing.
Well,
See,
dude,
the thing.
what's crazy is it tracked every, well, 'cause I was on LinkedIn and everything, and it's
Yeah.
crazy how it tracked everything that I've been on all my other, business apps, and I'm like, this motherfucker, how did y'all get that info? But I
Right.
guess y'all are all in bed together.
Well, so it's not necessarily that. It's that Google has bots. So, they have these bots that like comb through the internet and, and that's what would flag a Google business profile. I was actually just talking to somebody about this. If somebody has another listing out there with a different address than the one that's on their Google business profile, then they flag it, and it's just those little in discrepancies that can really throw off a business and, really disrupt its marketing. So that's kind of something that we take care of. It's something called like a NAPW cleanup. It's a name, address, website placement. We clean up the internet and make it so that all of the information across the board is correct, because that's also something that keeps people off of the first page of Google. So, that's the thing, Dave, is, 90% of the searches are starting and stopping with those companies there on the first page. You know, nobody's going to the second page. Nobody's going to the third page. You know, and I'm pretty sure there are dead bodies on the fifth page. So I doubt nobody's going there. So, you know, that's why we're here, to help companies, you know, get there on that first page. You know, but the only way we're able to do this is by making it an exclusive listing. So we do only work with one business per industry per area to maximize the phone calls and placement that our clients are getting. Okay. So just to get kind of into the price, you know, I mean, we do have a couple of different options. Okay. We do have three different packages. Our highest rated package is going to be set at a flat fixed rate of $449. Then we have a platinum package, which is kind of our medium tier package. That's going to be $299. And then we have a pro package, which is, you know, a great start. That's going to be $199. Okay. So the pro package has everything else that's included in all the other packages. It's going to be that Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position there on the first page of the map section of Google. We are going to submit your company with up to 60 directory listings. Like, I see you already have BBB, and but we do like Yelp, Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, you know, Google Maps. You know, we get you listed with the most popular directories. We also do initial content creation and also placement on the first page of Bing. And then most people don't know this, but it is a different programming that actually goes into mobile devices. So we cover that exposure that covers iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So the pro package literally covers all your bases. Now, it just depends on how aggressive you want to be with your marketing. The platinum package gives you Facebook ads, and then the premier platinum package, the highest rated package, will give you Google ads on top of that. So that's, you know, the difference between our packages.
Okay.
So, and
if you need the, what's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I was just, you know, my head, I wonder, you know, if you'll even generate a call off any of those, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, in San Antonio for roofing, I can pretty much bet that, you know, the people listed here on the first page are the ones that are getting the most work right now. Like, there's Roof 6 San Antonio and Envision Roofing, Great Built Roofing.
Well, they live in my neighborhood. Yeah, I know. Scott and all them, I know.
Okay. And I'm sure they're getting a lot of business from being listed here on this first page. So, you know, we would help you be up there with them. Yeah, and it's good you're familiar with them. I'm sure you guys, like, kind of share work and stuff if you're overbooked. You know, it's always good to have connections.
We do what we do.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking at, you know, let's see, Roofer San Antonio, what y'all got here. Roofers San Antonio. See, on Google, let's see what y'all got. Y'all got Texas Family Roofing, which is, ...1.4 miles from me. Premier Roofing, Shield Roofing, that's on Thousand Oaks. Manchaca, D&D, On Point, Stevens Roofing, Bondoc, Roof Fix, Manchaca, Brothers, Rio Blanca.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So all these people are paying you to be there.
No, no, no. They're not paying us, okay? Some of them might just come up organically, like, you know, this person that has 376 reviews, you know, there's a possibility that they just came up organically. And then some of them might be working with other, you know, other SEO companies, you know, so... I mean, I don't know if my mapping coordinator, if she kind of clarified, we're a Google partner. So I am not Google itself. People from Google itself don't make phone calls like this. So we're actually a Google certified partner, We've been doing this for 17 years. You know, we do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, a 4.9 satisfaction rate with our customers. So that's what we do is called search engine optimization. So making it so that when people search for roofing, like in San Antonio, you would pop up there first. Now, I have no way to say how these other people have popped up on there. There's different things that have probably gone up to getting them on there. But actively having a company working to get you on that first page is how you're going to see those results.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.